From the top of the Empire State Building. New York's number one in music station.
This is Miley Cyrus.
I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ariana Grande, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio Countdown.
Do it now.
From number 20 to number 1, this is the countdown that you control. The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, let's do this. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren, it is so good to see you. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. I've been hanging out. I'm in between tours right now, so I'm stoked to stop in.
Every time I log on, like, you know, on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, it's like I feel like you're always on tour. Yeah. Granted, it's a bit staggered on because, you know, you're still posting
stuff.
No,
I spent the better half of my last 2 years. I'd probably each year on tour about 8 months of the year.
All right, we got lots to chat with Alex, of course. Yeah. New album coming, new song, life, all that good stuff. On with the countdown. Let's go. This is song number 20.
French Montana, Ever Since You Left Me.
Get ready to shake it. I went deaf on it. Break it. Ever since you left me. More money, more cars, more show. Ever since you left me. More diamonds, more gold, more motion. More. I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf on it. Yes, my, yes, I, Fiesta. Drop top G-Wagons, we don't do Teslas. Don't pay for the bag, I pay semesters. I turn dream girls to my new extras. Hey, Nas game girls do too. Run through the city like the 2 Live crew. Got a Harlem broad, got a Brooklyn broad. I ain't come this far just to come this far. A friend to all is a friend to none. So don't push me, press the button. I went deaf on it. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
In a purse,
I went deaf.
All I need is one night, one chick. Dumb drip. Baby want a piece, call me scrumptious. Baby wanna be with me, call me husband. She was singing on my mic, Teddy Ruxpin. This had two live crew. First time I heard the flow, they knew I blew. Christina Pink, Moulin Rouge. Got the 3-piece suit, make new live shoes. I went deaf, blew my mood. I just gave it tattoo.
I went deaf on. I went deaf on it. All I need is one night.
You gon' have to splurge on it.
All I need is one night.
Dipped in a purse.
I went deaf on it. I went deaf.
Radio Countdown, number 19, Stella Lefty, Boston.
On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this the part I'd run, but I like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was, swearing I would never fall in love. All my inhibitions walked out the second you said what's up. So here we go. I'm throwing up the things I used to know. I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm not better alone. On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this is the part where I'd run, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I don't know where it's going, but don't wanna go back, and usually I'd leave right at the thought of that, but I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. Waking up by your side, I see it when the morning hits your eyes. You don't want me to leave. Never knew I would be this long for the ride. Last
That was song number 19 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, I love you and your wife's love story.
Thanks, man.
I mean, something about it. It's just, you know, it's just perfect. You guys, I mean, you seem like you champion each other.
Sure.
Have each other's back, which I guess the basis of any good relationship, you know. I guess my question is, don't answer anything that's too personal.
Okay.
But when did you know that she's the one?
Second day I was talking to her on Snapchat. I was 18 years old and I had seen a picture of her on my friend's story and I slid up and I was like, it's just so funny. This is the modern day love story you're hearing right now. I slid up on a story and I was like, that is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my entire life. And we just started talking and it felt like I knew her. Like the minute I started talking to her, I felt like I knew her forever. And it was just so easy. And we FaceTimed every day and we'd fall asleep on FaceTime. And I don't know. It just seems like it seems so trivial now, like elementary in a way. But I remember I would tell everyone, I was like, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
Wow. And of course, it happened.
Coolest. Wait,
if I ask her the same question, what do you think she would say? Like, when did she know that you were the one?
She would tell you the same thing. She said, I love you after the second day of talking.
So like second day after you meeting on Snapchat, right?
We had never even met yet. And she said, I love you. And but her argument for this is she said, love you. And she says, those are two different things. She goes, I didn't say I love you. I said, love you. And I was like,
what's the difference?
It's the same thing. But apparently we're in the wrong here. The guys are in the wrong and I will accept that I'm wrong.
Okay. I guess I will do the same.
I'm wrong. But
so she, love you and I love you completely.
So every single time we'd end a conversation or a phone call, she said, love you. And I was like, I'm not going to say that until I see you in person, until we meet. And like, I can say it to you, to your face. And the day that we meet, I think it's 3 months later, and she comes running out of the airport in San Diego and she's got this beach blonde hair and she's tanner than anyone I've ever met. And she runs up to me and I look at it straight in the face. I go, I love you. And then I kiss her. And it was like the Notebook. It was cool.
Wow. Okay. Final question on that.
Hey, me.
Love you and I love you. Love you means, hey, great, like a great friend. Talk. Like, Alex, love you.
Yeah, she goes, love you.
And if I said, Alex, I love you, it means there's something kind of more substantial going on.
I guess.
I don't even
know. I think they're the same, but
we are wrong.
We are wrong.
Yeah, Alex Warren is here. On with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 18.
Niall Horan, Tastes So Good.
Take so good to me, but my head's not wrapped around you. No, I can't fall asleep. No, I don't know what you made. what does something no other app or website can do. Thousands of live radio stations you can take anywhere. Want to listen to that station in Denver, but you're in Philly? No problem. In Austin, but you miss Seattle? No problem. Plus, iHeartRadio lets you create your own custom artist stations.
This is Selena Gomez. This is iHeartRadio.
Just type in the artist you love, and iHeartRadio creates a station just for you with their biggest hits, all commercial free. Free radio and unlimited music all in one app. iHeartRadio. The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright. More coming up.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
How would you like to finally lose all those unwanted pounds quickly without spending thousands on painful injections or prescriptions? Hi, it's Donna Simpson, health and wellness expert. You probably know someone that is using Ozempic, the hottest diet craze in the country. Everyone knows about this prescription injection. Celebs use it to look their best. The problem is most of us can't afford Ozempic, and these injections can be so uncomfortable. Now you can lose the weight just as easily, but with no needles, no expensive prices, no side effects, and no worries. You need to try Lozempic, a new miracle weight loss breakthrough that performs so well it's been called nature's Ozempic. Lozempic is an easy-to-take diet pill now available without a prescription, being used by thousands to get rid of those unwanted pounds. So call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Lozempic, call 800-605-8943. 800-605-8943. Free bottles are limited, so call 800-605-8943. That's 800-605-8943.
There's no snooze on Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show, but there are plenty of other buttons to press.
Signs you're a flake. You're non-committal. Tanisha, on line 20.
The best response for when someone asks to come out somewhere, say, oh, that sounds fun.
I think I would assume you were going to be there.
Maybe you shouldn't. I'm just letting you know that it sounds like a fun plan.
Yeah, Tanisha, you better be at dinner tonight.
I'll tell you what, Elvis, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Wake up with Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Just tell your smart device to wake you up to Z100 on iHeartRadio.
New York's number one hit music station.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Cause I'm too messy, and then I'm just
would be nice and please don't pull those faces when I am out walking like every day is just one bottle of wine. Oh, I'm stupid. Hey, you can't even talk just to help you sleep. And why you out again before 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say hello, cause I got high again and forgot to fold my clothes. Cause I'm too messy and then I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job, then you have let a life in. And I'm too perfect till I open my big mouth. I want to be me. Is that not allowed? And I'm too clever and then I'm too stupid dumb. You hate it when I cry and this is the time for fun. And I'm too perfect till I show you that I'm not. A thousand people I could be for you and you hate the whole damn world. 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 Hate the whole damn world.
Hey, what's up? This is Noah Kahan.
Hey, it's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Sabrina Carpenter.
Hey, this is Travis Scott.
Back to the iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren's hanging. Alex, I'm going to play this track, Rescuer, a little bit later on in the countdown.
Yeah.
We're all excited for this new album called, obviously, Wild Child, coming out August 28th. What can you say about this album? Give me some top secret stuff.
There's a really awesome feature. It's my dad's favorite artist, and so he's on the song. And yeah, it was my literally growing up. My early memories about my dad was listening to music in the back of a car, and he had these Costco peanuts all the time. And I don't know, I would just always eat all the peanuts and listen to these awesome musicians. And when I wrote a song dedicated to my dad, I put a minute and a half guitar solo at the end, and I sent it to him, and I said, you're holding up my album. You gotta cut a part on this, wow, or else my album doesn't come out. And he did it.
Oh my, that's crazy.
It's cool.
Man. That's beautiful, man. And right? You said, I think one of your posts, you're not ready for the emotional whiplash this album makes you feel.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that if you can.
I opened the album with a very fast paced love song that you would argue is meant for the radio, and then right after you have a song like a sad ballad. And I like that because at my shows, one moment you're dancing, the other moment you're crying. And I thought that that's a really good, when I think about life and I think about something going really well, I go, well, this is terrifying because it can only go down from here. And my life famously has been very roller coastery with emotions, whether I'm doing great and then I'm doing horrible and things in life happen. And I think that when you listen to this album, you listen to the songs, I want it to reflect what it is actually like in life. And you know, you're doing great and you're in love and then you lose someone. And then after that, you might have a friendship that ends and you feel like you've been done wrong and you need to scream. And I'm not a confrontational person. And so when I write music, I am. And I wanted to write a song that kind of felt like I was this big person who could stand up for myself. And so I'm in real life a scared idiot, and
same.
In my music world I'm a guy who can stand up for himself.
This new album, you guys, coming out August 28th. It's called Wild Child. Look out for that. Alex Warren hanging out on the countdown. Time for an extra track. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown.
Bailey Littrell, So Be It.
But I am the one falling hard. Just like when you dance, I am in a trance, helpless. I can't walk away, you got me in your masquerade. You're like the apple, I shouldn't take a bite. But when I see you, I forget what's right. You're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you a guardian of Eden, so be it, so be it, so be it. So be it, so be it, so be it.
suppose you're taking off all of my clothes. Let's just raise the ceiling, 'cause you're the things I've been needing. You're like the apple that shouldn't take a bite, but when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you my guard. Selfish needs, so hold on tight and grab on to me. You're like the apple that shouldn't take a bite, but when I see you, I forget what's right. But you're the thing that I've really been needing. If that makes you my guard.
Countdown number 17. Bella Kay. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I like being used. It means I have a purpose. It's a little thing to do. At least you're being in earnest. Or maybe I'm too fragile. Or maybe you're too mean. I've never been deciphering things. Let's let fate decide. As we go to yours, as we go to mine. You're a bad idea, but a real good time. Oh, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, 'cause I do. One couple minutes out from relapsing into you. Oh, shut it, baby. Gotta last the moon. Just tell me that I'm perfect. Oh, maybe I'm too easy. But maybe you're too hard. I've always been real good at taking it too far. Let's let fate decide. As we go to yours, as we go to mine. Sometimes it happens. I'm a couple minutes out from relaxing. Is the key still under the mat? Can you imagine the last time this happened? I loved it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, 'cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relaxing into you. Oh, shut it. I only love it 'cause it's you.
That was song number 17 this week on the iHeartRadio countdown. What up, it's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, you shot the album promo videos with Kevin James from King of Queens, if you guys don't know.
Love him.
That That series of videos just seemed hilarious. Give me some behind the scenes funny moments with Kevin James or the shooting of those promo videos.
He's the coolest guy in the world. He is so nice and so easy. I'm not an actor, but I like to act a lot. And so whenever I do these things with these A-list actors who have been doing it for 30, 40 years of their lives, it's so cool to be able to kind of be like, I'm so sorry, I messed it up. And they're like, you're doing great. What are you talking about? Kevin's just one of those people on and off screen who are just, what a great guy, you know? And we are text buddies. We're both dead daddy baddies. And it's just been nice to kind of, you know, be able to hang out. We realized that there's a website that scores your feet while we were together.
Say what?
Yeah, there's a website that scores your feet, and like they'll find random photos of your feet on the internet. And I have a famously low score because I don't know why. I actually don't know why. I couldn't tell you, but now I'm barefoot all the time, so I'm trying to show off these dogs. But Kev,
as you should,
Kev has been barefoot many times, grown ups, you know, all these different things. And so he's got a 4.9 out of 5. I had a 2.7.
What?
I had to tell him that he was the king, queen, king, the feet king. And so I had to tell him. So that was a huge moment of the entire backstage.
Does the website give you like tips? I'm like, all right, well, Alex, if you want to go from a 2.3 or whatever it was to
no, but I got to hire a coach or something. Dude.
Something, clearly.
Something needs to happen.
All right, Alex Warren's hanging out on the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 16.
Benson Boone, The Time of My Life.
I'm having
iHeartRadio Countdown. Number 15.
Somber. My body isn't ready.
Song number 15 this week on the iHeartRadio Countdown. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, Wild Child, of course, coming out August 28th. 13 songs on the album.
Yeah.
The track list and all this stuff. What song almost did not make the album for whatever reason? There's a reason I'm asking this.
There's a song called Only Thing Left that I literally did not put on the album. And my it's my wife's favorite song, even though it's a breakup song. I wrote a breakup song originally because I think with, again, everything you go through life, before I met my wife, I was a hopeless romantic that I was just searching for someone to love me, and which sounds obviously easier said than done. And every single relationship I'd ever been in, I had been cheated on. And there was this one relationship where I wanted to write about it and I never did. And so, you know, coming from a lens where I'm happily married with the best person in the world and being able to be like, you know what, like maybe it was just the fact that we tried everything, but maybe it was just not meant to be and we had to say goodbye. And yeah, so I wrote a breakup song and she loves it so much.
Wow.
She loves it. So she was like, you have to put it on the album. It's one of the best song. And I was like, all right.
Is it awkward? And once again, don't answer anything that's too personal. Is it awkward to present your wife with the song? What do you think of this? That's about, you know, a previous, you know,
situation. No, because also I don't write songs in the sense of that, like, I write, if it's a breakup song, it's said and done and it wasn't meant to be, you know, and my wife and I are the most secure people ever. Like, you know, we are fully meant for each other. But on top of it, like, a breakup song in a happy relationship, as long as you're respectful, but also realizing that thing, that's what led me to you.
That's true.
Like, and that's the whole point of it all. Every bad thing that's ever happened or any relationship that didn't succeed turns into something beautiful, you know? And that's what that is.
That is a valid point. What, once again, the name of that song?
Only Thing Left.
All right. The reason I asked that question is a lot of those songs that almost don't make an album become either fan favorites or, in this case, your wife's favorite.
It's my friend's favorites, too. Something every time they hear it, they go, it's just an addicting melody is what it is. Like, the song is really, really good. And I just, for me, like, I write songs all the time. But for a breakup song, I was like, does it have a place in this album? And as I was thinking about, you know, where you are in the album and when you're listening, I want any, if you break up with someone, if you lose someone, if someone passes away, if, you know, someone messes with you and you feel hurt in some way, you know, I want, or you've just fell in love, I want you to feel every single emotion in life in this album. And we touched on every single emotion.
All right, Alex Warren's hanging out on with the countdown. Let's do it. This is song number 14.
Malcolm Todd, Earrings.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out. What up? It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren's hanging out. Alex, you're on a break from the tour now. Seems like in my head you're always on tour. Do you love it as much as I think you do?
I do, honestly.
Weird things happen on the road. I've talked to so many artists where they've left like a band member in another city.
Sure.
Somebody stole their tour bus. You know, do you have any crazy road stories? Alex Warren.
I mean, honestly, all right, this is a crazy one, but it's a bit TMI. So okay. I apologize in advance. When you're on tour in a bus, you're not supposed to do a number two on the bus.
Only number one.
Only number one.
Gotcha.
Now, one might order sushi in the middle of the United States where sushi might be... Fresh sushi might be hard to find. And one, not saying me, but someone, might eat said sushi before getting on the bus. Now, that person, not me again, might wake up in the middle of the night with the craziest stomach cramp and have to poop.
So what would that one person, what should they do?
That one person frantically sits in the toilet trying, or stands on the toilet trying to find trash bags. And might be yelling at the bus driver on why there's no trash bags there. And one might find a black hefty trash bag. And one might put it around the toilet seat and do the deed. Tie it up and the rock stars will tell you to toss it. And it's called a hot bag. Not this rock star. Not this rock star.
No, not this one.
I hold up this bag. And keep in mind, I'm on vocal rest at this moment. I mean, this person's on vocal rest at this moment. And they might hold up their phone. Just like this and go, for those who are just listening, you tell the bus driver to pull over. And this bus driver might be the coolest bus driver in the world and grab you Pepto-Bismol and Tums.
Well, you know what? I hope that person, whoever that is feeling much better.
I checked on them. They're recovering.
Very cool. Alex Warren's hanging out. Top 13 songs coming up next. Do not move. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown.
The iHeartRadio Countdown with JoJo Wright. More coming up.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season has come down to this. The Big 3 Championship is coming to Charlotte. Who will be crowned the Big 3 Season 9 Champion? Plus the Big 3 All-Star Game. The biggest names in the game, all on one court, one more time. Two games of the most physical, competitive, and non-stop 3-on-3 action. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET.
Yay, yay!
Sleep Number's new collections are designed to adapt to the changing nature of your life and your sleep needs. Whether it's the personalized comfort of the new Comfort Mode mattress, the targeted pressure relief of the Comfort Next mattress, or the Climate Collection that actively cools or warms to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
And now, get early access to our biggest sale of the year. Save 25% on the new Comfort Next Lux for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When cell coverage goes down, how will you reach your family? Get the ultimate emergency walkie-talkies from Rapid Radios with instant push-to-talk communication coast-to-coast using nationwide LTE networks. Best of all, no monthly fees and no subscriptions ever. Now at rapidradios.com/bundle, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy two radios, get one free. Every bundle includes a full year of service and free shipping. Secure your communications today. Visit rapidradios.com/bundle. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
When Z100 is your number one preset.
Hit music is everywhere.
This is Tame Impala.
This is Jenny.
Run from the sun like Dracula.
100.3 FM in the car.
This is Ariana Grande.
You gotta
me. And on our free iHeartRadio app.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Reset your presets to New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.
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 I took an arrow to the heart.
I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick.
All right, guys, we're back. It's JoJo on the radio. This is the iHeartRadio Countdown. Alex Warren is hanging out. Alex, speaking of being on the road a ton, did you write or record any of this album or most of the album while on the road?
A little bit. Not much, though. I'm not a firm believer in writing on the road, funny enough. I think that there's two modes, and like my brain goes into it. I think to write a song, I wish I was like Ed Sheeran. Ed can write anywhere and anytime. Like, if there's a rock, he'll sit on it and write a hit song that, you know, Alicia Keys will sing. And I think it's the coolest thing in the world. I, for some reason, can't get into that mindset on the road. Like, I think with the songs that I write, and
right.
I just wish I was that talented, but I have to be like,
everybody works different.
I have
though,
to be home know? With a Diet Coke in my hand and a note and just playing a piano. I
so
can't
a song,
like,
what if
I can't,
a song hits you? Do you put it in your phone?
Yeah,
something like that?
Yeah. I write on the notes app, and I, when we go in, I don't even text anyone about it, and I just let it fester in my head, and a melody, I'll just go in my voice memos and start singing it. And then whenever I go to write a song with, I only write with the same people, my friends. And so whenever I go write with them, I just play it for them, and we just get into it.
So clearly you never record on the road as well, right? I've heard some people bring stuff on buses.
I will
and
if I have to, yeah. So I record actually a lot on the road. So we have a recording studio that we'll put into like a hotel room or like a dressing room, and my friend will fly out and we'll just record
no
it
kid.
Before a show, yeah.
Anybody in the room next to you ever be like, you know, we have a complaint from
no,
room 34B?
No, not at all. I've never had that happen, actually.
They only knew that Alex Warren was recording next to him.
Yeah, the only times I get noise complaints is when my friends come in and they like are way too loud and like they're not trashing it, but they just jump on the beds for some reason.
Alex Warren's hanging out. On with the countdown, let's do it. This is song number 13.
Gracie Abrams, Hit the Wall.
I'm a crack in the pavement. I'm a slipknot. I'm afraid.
glass box. I should know what I'm playing, but I forgot. Felt good for a day, but that stopped. And I once saw clearly, but it's bloodshot. And I want you so badly, but I close off. Look, I thought we'd get married, but I guess not. Now you can watch me hit the wall. Hit the wall, I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Weighing the cost impossible. I hit the wall, I hit the wall. I try to be violent, but I get caught. A room full of doctors and an ink blot. I'm drawn into headlights of a blind spot.
Radio Countdown, number 12,
Olivia Rodrigo, Stupid Song.
New York City's never looked so blue. My friends are smoking small in the bathroom. They say that honest love is a cage that makes you feel free. And all the girls at this party are so cool. It's never been the thing I could do, but I can't help but imagine what you say when you speak of me. You're a spark in the dark, and my clothes will caught a flame. You should feel how I feel inside.